Parents are the most powerful people on earth. That's right. They're more powerful than politicians. They're more powerful than military people. They're more powerful than CEOs. In fact, they're more powerful than anyone. Why? Because more than anyone else, they are literally shaping the next generation and thus the future of the entire world and humanity. Today, my message is to dads, to fathers all across the world. I'm pleading. I'm asking for dads to step up right now. Not tomorrow, not next year, right now. And the reason is because we have problems. We have big problems, problems that can only be solved by dads, dads who realize the priceless gift they've been given, dads who realize that their influence is more powerful than governments, more powerful than media, more powerful than any leader in the world. There was a man named Neil Maxwell who said something like this. He said, most of the problems that are most vexing are things that government can't fix. They have to be fixed at a different level. Unless we rebuild marriages and families, then we're really just straightening deck chairs on the Titanic. And I believe this is true. When we see problems that are happening, when we see wars brewing, we see contention, we see all kinds of social problems happening where people are being violent or doing different things. Most of these problems are symptoms of something that happened a long time ago in a home a decade ago, or 2 decades ago, or 3 decades ago, where there was a father who was either not present or maybe not doing as good a job as he could have. And so right now I'm asking, if you look at, I've seen some crime stories where there were people who are committing crimes, and I've talked to some police officers who they've said almost all of the people who they've put into jail are people who didn't have a dad present in the home. A lot of the things that would cause people to not go to jail or to not be violent or to not do things that are harmful in society could be prevented if a dad would simply just take the time to teach their children correct principles. So today I'm asking for dads. We need dads who are present, who will turn off their phones, they'll turn off their screens, who will take the time to teach their children what's important. Things like the golden rule, let's treat people right. Things like respect, hard work, honesty. We need dads who will take their children camping and spend time listening and just be there. You see, this is the root of the problem. If we think that government can fix that problem, we're wrong. If there's not enough good parents, Neil Maxwell said there will never be enough policemen, there'll never be enough courts. Not to say that social programs or things, they're not well-intentioned, but it's like trying to put sandbags in front of a tsunami. They might stop a little bit of the water, but without a good dad to say, you know what? Let's treat people with respect. Let's be honest. Let's do the right thing when they're 5 years old or 6 years old or 10 years old, rather than waiting for a court or a judge or policeman or a correctional facility to try to fix something that the dad could have done a decade ago or 2 decades ago. For every 1,000 hacking at the leaves of evil, there's one striking at the root. That's what Henry David Thoreau said, and I believe it's true. I want to ask you one more thing before I let you go. How many of you know what your great-great-grandfather did for a living? Now, keep in mind, you have eight great-great-grandfathers. I've asked this question to people all over the place, and most of them can't tell you. Occasionally, I'll have one who can say, oh, yeah, I know my great great grandfather did this. And they'll know what one or maybe two did. But do you know what all eight did? Well, I've got bad news for you. Your great great grandchildren are not going to care how awesome you did at work. They're not going to care what kind of car you drove. They're not going to care what neighborhood you lived in. They're not going to care about the things that sometimes we neglect our children for so that we can have things. Do you care if they had the coolest horse with the coolest plow? Do you care if they lived in a good part of town? Your great-great-grandkids won't care. But let me tell you something. I live in the United States of America. The reason I live here is because I had ancestors that came. They made a decision in their own families to come to America. Well, that decision that was made many, many decades, hundreds of years ago, is now affecting me. Those people have passed away a long time ago, but it affects me today. It affects my economic opportunities. It affects my religion. It affects the language I speak. It affects all kinds of things. It affects my children, my grandchildren. That decision they made hundreds of years ago is still affecting me. But the kind of horse they had, or the kind of plow they had, or what side of town they lived on, doesn't affect me. Now, that's an obvious example because it's geographic. But what if I used an example, you know, were they checked in? Did they pass a culture of being checked in down for hundreds of years? Did they pass a culture of being angry or being kind or being a good listener? That same stuff can be passed down for hundreds and hundreds of years. And so here's another thing to think about. Most businesses, I mean, if you or I were to start a business, we might get it to go really well. But the problem is statistically, within a decade or two, it probably is going to be bought, sold, bankrupted, disrupted, irrelevant. It's not even going to be there. I mean, there were some pretty cool businesses in the past that just don't exist anymore. Now, some of them make a little longer than that. A lot of them don't make it even a year or two. But even if we were a good business and lasted for a decade or two, most of that is not going to last. So if I'm missing my children's growing up, so that I can build a business, so I can have a few more things or a nicer TV or a little bit nicer car, live in a little nicer house, I'm really missing it. You know, for those of you who are dads, there will be a time where your kids will say, "Will you play with me, Dad?" And it will be the last time they'll ask. There won't be an alarm clock on your phone. There won't be a message on Instagram that says this is your child's last turn at asking, but it will be their last time. For those of you who have really young kids, the opportunity to rock your children to sleep, sing them a song, there will be a last time you can do that. And there won't be any notification. It will just come and go. I plead with you to make time for your kids. Make time to be a good dad. The world needs it. The problems we see now are not going to be fixed by the next politician, by the next social program, by the next something. The problems we see now are going to be fixed by good dads who are willing to step up and say, "I'm going to take the time to teach my kids." Thanks for listening. This is XN Anderson. Be a good dad.